Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday evening, August 29th, and the weekend. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, the rise of non-bank lenders for mortgages and why sports have been a boon to the job market. As some banks retreat from their home loan market, specialized non-bank financial firms have been stepping in to issue mortgages.
The biggest non-bank lender is named Quicken. They advertise a lot, so people have probably heard of them. But then there are ones that are still big, but that are less commonly known. One company called Freedom Mortgage. There's a company called LoanDepot.com.
That's Wall Street Journal's Joseph Light. In the first half of this year, non-bank lenders like Quicken made almost a quarter of all mortgage loans, the highest level we've seen since the financial crisis. Mortgage lending at big banks like Wells Fargo and JP Morgan Chase has dropped more quickly than the rest of the industry in the wake of large mortgage-related legal settlements, new banking standards that require them to have more capital, and increased scrutiny from regulators. The rise of non-bank lenders, which tend to be less risk-averse, has been good news for consumers.
Non-bank lenders, in some instances, have been more willing to lend to borrowers that the big banks are shunning.
Non-bank mortgage lenders say they are catering mainly to safe borrowers, and they view the current pullback by big banks as an opportunity to boost market share. Some say the expansion of the mortgage market beyond a handful of big lenders offers consumers more choice and may reduce the damage of a large bank failure. Sports is having a positive impact on the job market. Career Builder Executive Career Advisor Michael Irwin says outside of racetracks, which continue to struggle, sports-based employment is up across the board.
This really shows that different communities across the country are investing in these sports programs, and luckily, people who want to work in this industry, there are jobs out there for them.
Jobs in sports-related industries have increased 12.5% between 2010 and 2014. An average yearly earnings stand at $78,450 versus just $57,947 for the national average. On a national level, much of the growth in sports-related jobs have been on the business end. Jobs promoting sporting events, performing arts, and similar events are up 30% in the past 4 years. Work as an agent or manager up nearly 17%, and jobs with sports teams and clubs up more than 8%. And no matter what your level of education is, you can find a sports-related position that is in more demand than in 2010.
Meeting and convention planners, concierge, audio and visual, laborers who are bringing in the materials and taking them out, the bartenders or the food service people. It just continues to grow in healthy numbers.
What's more, there's a domino effect many times when a city adds jobs in sports.
When you add 100 new jobs in sports teams and clubs, you add 422 more jobs in other industries, such as construction, healthcare, sales, and food service.
You can find more information about jobs in sports and their impact at CareerBuilder.com. That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.